a Peoria area social activist, is using his focus on inclusion to help people with hearing impairment.
With that in mind, I had the idea for the application of We Hear You, a device that turns American Sign Language into audible speech and then is backwards compatible.
That's Pierre Paul, Bradley University graduate and founder of the We Hear You startup. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Tuesday, December 1st, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The Heart of Illinois Food Pantry Network is encouraging healthy donations this December during its 12 Days of Giving. Tim Shelley has more.
Central Illinois food pantries have written their donation wish lists and checked them twice in time for the holiday season. Caitlin Streetmatter is a SNAP educator for the University of Illinois Extension, serving Peoria, Tazewell, Mason, and Fulton counties.
We have highlighted some healthier food options that are still traditional holiday foods to be donated at the food pantry, and these are also foods or items that the food pantries have expressed that they are in need of most.
Requested items include staples like canned veggies and fruits, peanut butter, spices, wheat crackers, and whole grain cereal, which can be mixed and matched to make holiday favorites.
Think of green bean casserole, and so that's why we said the low-sodium cream soup paired with maybe low-sodium green beans, that would be a healthier version of green bean casserole.
Streetmatter says people experiencing food insecurity have higher rates of health problems like diabetes and heart disease.
We're trying to help the food pantry guests actually be able to receive some healthier items to both help them with that chronic disease as well as the food insecurity issue.
Many people also report choosing between health care coverage and food. Visit WCBU.org to find out how to donate to your local food pantry during the 12 Days of Giving. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The Illinois Department of Public Health reported another 6,190 COVID-19 cases and 85 additional deaths Monday, as Tri-County area health officials reported a daily average of almost 380 new cases over the four-day holiday weekend. Nearly 250 patients are now being treated for COVID-19 in Peoria area hospitals. Starting today, the Northern Tazewell Fire Protection District will contract with the Washington Fire Department for full-time ambulance service. And Hersey Hawkins, one of the greatest players in Bradley University basketball history, is headed for the National Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Bradley University graduate and social justice advocate Pierre Paul is leading a team working on a program to help hearing-impaired individuals. Paul is founder and CEO of We Hear You, a startup developing an app that will translate American Sign Language into spoken English. In a conversation with reporter Joe Deacon, Paul says he came up with the idea a couple summers ago as he struggled to fall asleep one night.
And I always find myself having deeper thoughts at night, trying to conceptualize new ways to help the people around me. And just kind of give a little bit of backstory. So when I first came to the United States, I was bullied and just disrespected a lot for things out of my control. I had an accent. I was new to the school. I was a foreigner. I mean, I just remember as a kid thinking that I didn't want people to feel like an outsider inside of their own skin for things outside of their control. And the same kind of goes with individuals who utilize American Sign Language or individuals who are deaf or hard of hearing. They're speaking in their own language, and our society doesn't accommodate that. So with that in mind, I had the idea for the application of We Hear You, a device that turns American Sign Language into audible speech and then is backwards compatible to turn speech and text into American Sign Language. And with that, came to Bradley's campus, found some individuals who were able to make it possible. We'll be releasing it this December in the Spot Coffee Shop to test out, kind of get some trial runs in, see how it works in a live setting.
What else can you tell us about the We Hear You app itself? Can you describe a little bit about how it works?
Yes and no. So we're still getting some provisional patents on it, so I'm not going to be too detailed. But essentially, we have trained the system on a neural network. And we've also utilized some open source data that Google has made available. So our system knows certain things that we've taught it. So we just taught our system for training to recognize ASL letters and then turn those into words and then string them together so they make words. And then in the future, we're going to be training it on words so full sign language with both hands can be recognized. And then full sign language with body language and facials will also be recognized.
You mentioned you're going to be doing some trial runs soon at the shop here in Peoria. Beyond that, what are the plans for getting the app launched and making it available to the broader community?
Yeah, so we've had really strong and good connections with Target. So the goal is definitely to have Target kind of guide us, seeing our application, help us develop our application. And then we want to test it inside of Target as well, once it's a little bit more finalized. And then from there, we hope to expand We Hear You so this system is all over the place. And I guess a little insider secret for you. So I decided that I didn't want We Hear You to just be kind of like a one-trick pony or like a one-hit wonder. So there are a couple other inventions. I'm actually working on two other ones right now, specifically that would be through the We Hear You brand, but are in a different vein for accessibility. And the goal with all of these is not to charge the people who need to utilize the product, because our society should already be accommodating them.
On the We Hear You website, you have a motivational quote posted rather prominently. Can you tell us what that quote is and how it serves as your inspiration?
Absolutely. So diversity and inclusion should never be the afterthought of innovation. It should always be the foundation. I love that quotation. I actually thought it up when I was writing a speech for the social impact competition last year. And the reason the quotation came to my mind is because when I was reading about other businesses and looking at business models and seeing what was happening in the news and seeing what was happening around the world, I realized that everybody was doing a mad scramble to now have diversity and inclusion inside of their institutions because they realized they didn't start with that. But when you start with diversity and inclusion as the base of your institution, you're ensuring that all of the ideas are culturally rich. All of the ideas are charged with the energy of diverse populations and diverse ideas, being inclusive of people from different backgrounds, regardless of race, sex, et cetera, et cetera. Once you start with diversity and inclusion at the heart of everything that you do, everything becomes so much easier.
That was We Hear You founder and CEO Pierre Paul talking with WCBU's Joe Deacon. For more of their conversation, visit WCBU.org. Before we let you go, free COVID-19 testing is available in the Astoria City Square in Fulton County today. The testing is available to anyone, not just residents of Fulton County. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.